Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Somebody sing.
Oh, oh, oh.
some mistakes, you still see me like I'm perfect. Oh Lord, even though some say I'm worthless, Lord, you still see me like I'm perfect. Oh,
Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. That is what you say to the children of Israel. I am has sent me to you. John 18:6. As Yeshua said, I am he, they all drew back and fell to the ground. There is power in the proclamation of your identity. Your gift, your talent is a part of that. No one can take that from you. So don't sit idle losing who you are because someone else refuses to recognize it. When he tries to label you to be less than, look them dead in the eye and say that I am.
I am poetry. And this is more than just a hobby. Verbally, I lobby for the rights with the same fist that salutes the fight. My right hand write what's right, like freedom is not free speech that man outlined on Capitol Hill when God was the first to give us free will. But still, we believe in the same institutional compositions that took prayer out of the school systems, that made worship in the workplace a form and its coordination. All I'm saying is that I'm one of God's gifts, but words like this is why the world labeled me a mischief like Moses. I got a purpose. The stage is sacred like a pulpit. I take my soapbox like a fetish, become psychotic to transform your ignorance. My performance is not an act, but a testimony of my acts and facts. It still remains that the revolution will not be televised. The truth will not be on YouTube, and I'm not some radical fool looking for attention. My poetry is what makes me a legend. Like I mentioned, there's no death when I have the resurrection. My words are verbal blessings, much more than just a movement. For me, it's much more like a mission. Scribe divine messages that's hidden in your conscience that allow you to make conscious decisions. So this is a lesson for your salvation. So if you can't understand my English, you can say it with an accent. Like I said, I add tags to hashtags, and I wasn't asked to be a poet, but God tagged the ashes on my forehead of a prophet, an activist and artist with many talents. I'm from a spiritual lineage balanced by the Alpha and Omega, better defined as a destined creation from the Creator. So I will forever be hung on a cross as my lips speak directions for my boss. I carry on a gospel to the lost, to the crippled, waiting for miracles. Spirit welcomes you because this entrance is beautiful.
I am born of the labor pains of struggle. I'm that barking dog you can't quill with the muzzle. For I cry for those who can't cry and shed tears of hope. I yearn to be a voice of reason when you reach the end of your rope. I am one who speaks life with his tongues. I seek to encourage the masses with the last breath drawn from my lungs. I inhale doubt and exhale prosperity. Hold firm my ground, speak with boldness and clarity. I am the authenticity stolen from pride. Out to fulfill the destiny shown when I was spared the choice of suicide. I am the tears birthed from hard times given life. The glitch in the matrix you thought you saw twice. But I am a one-time, one-of-a-kind life anomaly. There is no other me, or this God gave me the monopoly. I am who I am, my gifts from the inner essence. I am my poetry, and I speak hope into your presence.
I have to warn you, it is addictive. It will seduce your palate rather quickly. Feel me? Sabor. That's what I bring to the table. A blend of international flavors to wake up your senses. En inglés y en español. Es melao. A complete body experience. No translation needed. Cause even if you don't understand me, I guarantee you will feel it. Es ritmo. Dancing through my veins, my pores. Crying out sweat. Begging to stay connected. Elated. And it's not even a disease. It's called corazón abierto, the ability to transmit sentimiento all within my speech. Es un don, a real gift from Papa Dios, a heartbeat trapped set free by the echo of a drum. In a conga song, you caress the rim and you strike again. Better yet, you thump and feel the screams from your palms turn into a beat. You thump your feet and live. Tukutum pa pa pa, tukutum pa, tukutum pa pa tukutum pa. Feel the rhythm, speak, teach, preach, beseech, knock you off your feet while you get lost in it. Ah, sabor. That's what I bring to the table. Latina flavor served to you as spoken word.
In the last 50 years, the black roller coaster ride continued without fail. The last 400 years or so here in America have been a testimony and a rare version of hell, but we blacks hung in there with dreams and aspirations to one day prevail. Even though the continuous foul stench of dead bodies is now stale and lives were stolen, taken, and derailed, the African American people refused to bail. The Black Panther Party is investigated and exterminated. The Orangeburg Massacre was a disaster, but we still made connections, Alpha Phi and Alpha Kappa. Motown was bringing the sound, and that was pure, not digitally mastered. Incarceration of blacks is the highest in the world. Afros were gone, and we stepped out flat in long curls, because you were less threatening, blending as a swirl. Unnecessary changes we had to make to be acceptable in the world. Michael Jackson's Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. Martin Luther finally got his holiday. Douglas Wilder is the first black governor in U.S. history, and Oprah storms the scene and breaks financial barriers in every way. Rodney King got beat, and the L.A. riots took to the streets. It was OPP and lots of TLC. Queen Latifah was spreading unity in the NYC. Michael Jordan is the best basketball player. What a sight to see. Gangs, drugs, and black-on-black crime came and made a horrific sweep. East Coast, West Coast, all types of beef. The 96 Atlanta Olympics, the African Americans couldn't be beat. Y2K didn't happen and we parted like it was 1999. Raynard Johnson was hung from the rope, yet everything looked fine. Arthur Warren Jr. disabled, beaten, kicked, and ran over four times. Bob Johnson sells BET. And the blacks have a huge discrepancy. The World Trade Centers were no more. Royville was lynched and Yvette Smith shot by the cops after opening her front door. And many of us were serving and dying in a terrorist war. Bush's reign ended. America spoke up and the White House was very different. You would have thought hell froze over and angels were descending when D.C. finally got some pigment. Barack Obama is the man and Oscar Grant was shot in the back. Blacks were rolling pretty hard, but we were still considered just black. And this American dream was not for us, and don't get caught on the wrong track. Don Amos with racial comics, nappy-headed no-nos. 10 years into the new millennium, and African Americans are still taking the blows. Obama gets a second term and puts terrorism to bed. Next thing you know, Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown were dead. Sharmeika Moffitt burned alive for wearing an Obama t-shirt. The blacks have endured, but are still unbelievably in the red. They tried to take everything away from the blacks, and they had given so much. How would life really be if they raised from the dead and took back all of their stuff? Took back the sweat, tears, hard work, and inventions. Things sure would be tough. It's time to believe that being black is more than enough. To be what's destined, display honor, pride, and trust for one another and unite in this fight, because the world we have to make history in is tough. The quest for equality is ongoing, and the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness tree we want and deserve to pluck. Even though we arrive against our will, we roll with the punches and try not to get stuck. Being born black in America shouldn't be bad luck. Being black in America means you have to be prepared for all types of stuff. But preservation and survival of the fittest is key, and without it, you must call the oppressor's bluff. Being black is beautiful and brilliant. Being black is an up and not a spiraling down. Reality check. Being black comes with shadiness from the beginning, yet the Moorish presence is profound. Black has earned its right to be here, and black history is rich and sound. Through burnings, whippings, bombings, lynchings, black has never laid down. The brainwashing is severe and deeply rooted into every country, city, and town. The chains need to be removed from the minds, hearts, and souls of man, then accurately report what is found. That even in the last 50 years, prejudice and racism is alive and well and on our tail and continue to draw flesh by the pound. Black history conveys a very vivid picture and storyline. Even though we are black, we are not going to let anything turn us around. Join me.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And, man, appreciate y'all coming through on another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And the phone lines are open. Make sure you call in to get in on the discussion. Make the Mike Nice by spitting a piece, spitting a song, doing a song, whatever you feel. Make sure you do that. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. We'll also have some discussions as well this evening, but feel free to jump in. And if you have something that will spark a conversation, please call in and do that as well. But that piece right there that I played was by Hours here on Mike Nice, the Serum of Truth, in the last 50 years. So make sure y'all check out her Facebook page and things like that. Again, that was by the Serum of Truth. And with that, we're going to get to our Black Facts for today. On this day, September the 5th in 1960, Leopold Sedard Senghor, a poet and politician, was elected president of Senegal. As well on this day, J. Ross Patton, the Bailey Press. On this day as well in 1916, Frank Yerby, a novice, O. Henry Short Story Award winner, was born on this day. In 1846, the Secretary of the American Negro Academy, John W. Cromwell, was also born on this day. In 1859, Our Nig by Harriet Wilson, the first novel published in the United States by an African-American woman, was published. It was lost for years until it was reprinted with a critical essay by African-American scholar Henry Louis Gates Jr. in 1989. And those are your Black Facts for today, September the 5th. And again, welcome to Mike Nice, man. I definitely appreciate you all coming through each and every Tuesday here on Mike Nice, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And there's three ways to listen: blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, call in to listen and or share, as well as we're streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope also. So make sure you check us out each and every Tuesday if you're new to the show. But we're going to jump into things. When we get some callers, we'll jump back to it. But, man, I'm so excited because this past weekend, college football finally kicked off. And I love college football, especially my Alabama Crimson Tide, man. I'm always rolling with them, man. Phenomenal game. We beat number 3 Florida State 24-7, and it was a historic game because number 1 and number 3 have never played their opening game with one another. And man, shout out to all those who may be Florida State fans. I know some of y'all have been sour since that win, but shout out to all y'all. I know I have some other great college football fans that just love college football and was so excited about this weekend. We had 5 straight days of college football, man, and definitely my hearts go out to Francois, the quarterback for Florida State, as well as we had some offensive linebackers. I believe they were offensive or defensive linebackers that were hurt on the Alabama side. And it's just one of those things where you hate that it happens, you know, to these young athletes. And it's another one of those things when you play two great teams, play each other the opening weekend, just things happen. But man, I'm just so excited. Not only that, but the weather is getting right. The weather is not so hot. It's getting into that point of football weather. You know, the cool breeze in the air, that sort of thing, where you just enjoy the night air. I'm excited about that too because I love cold weather. Like I ain't gonna say I love cold weather, but I'd rather be cold than hot any day. Any day that I'd rather be cold than hot. I know some people may look at that differently. I know I was just talking about how one of the things I like about the wintertime is my swag is enhanced, as you might say. You know, like just your whole dress is different when it comes wintertime. You know, it's like you want to put on clothes. It's so cold, you want to put on clothes. In the summertime, it's kind of like you don't care what you put on because it's so hot. You just trying to make it through this day with it being so hot. You know, so that's one thing as well that I like about this time of the year, as well as, you know, the leaves are starting to change and we see all the nice, fall colors and that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe even spark you to write a nice poem about, you know, how the changing of the leaves can kind of correlate to, you know, the things that kind of change in our lives, that sort of deal. So I just really like this time of the year with everything that's going on with, you know, football season, the weather changing and things like that. And we'll be able to soon get that extra hour of sleep as well. And that's another story too, man, because even though I love falling back to get that extra hour, I hate that it gets, you know, I guess that's the downside to it. And if you've already noticed, it's already getting darker sooner than it usually does. But I guess that's one of the things too, that I like as far as the extra hour, but, you know, losing, you know, that light as well. But we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. I actually want to talk about an article that I read today, and we're going to talk about that as well. But we're going to keep things here locked on Mike Nice. Again, make sure you call in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And, hey, don't be afraid to call in. This is kind of the beautiful thing too about radio, is nobody has to see you, you know, that sort of deal. So, hey, get on here and chat it up with us. We have some great listeners and would love to get your feedback on different things that we talk about here on Mike Nice, as well as any discussion that you might have also. But again, we're going to keep things going. Again, that number is 646-668-8072. And hey, we'll see you on the radio.
gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm saying, wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Attracted to you too. You're so damn good to me.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and thanks for joining us here on or Periscope. But you can still catch us here on the phone lines at 646-668-8072 as well. And just by calling in, you're not put in the host queue. Remember that you have to press the one button as well. So don't be afraid that you're going to call in and be put on the line. You have to press the one button. Not only that, but you can also listen in and chat with me here on the blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. And you can chat it up there with me as well, but we're going to keep things going, man. I was telling y'all about a story that I read earlier, and I want to read it to you all today. But there's this group called Black Girls Code, and coding is this big thing when it comes to programming apps and things like that. It's a big thing when it comes to the tech world now. And so there's this group that's, you know, trying to get information out there and help women, Black girls, to code. And it really caught my attention. And I also heard, I believe, the president of, or the CEO of the company, she talked about it today as well on a radio show for briefly about why she decided to do what she did. But Black Girls Code says that it turned down $125,000 from Uber. And this article was done by Megan Rose Dickey. And you can find this article at techcrunch.com. Again, that's techcrunch.com. But I'm going to read this article, and it says, Uber seems to be looking to make amends to the tech industry in light of its tumultuous year that kicked off with former engineer Susan Fowler's allegations of sexual harassment and management issues at the company. Just the other day, Uber offered $125,000, and this article is written on August the 25th, so just last week. Again, that Uber offered $125,000 to Black Girls Code, but the organization turned it down. Black Girls Code founder Kimberly Bryant, which is the young lady that I heard today on the radio, told TechCrunch.com. Now, you may be listening, you'd be like, now why? Why would you turn down money that people are going to give you, you know? And the article teams on to say that Bryant said that her decision was layered. She says that I've been quite open for some time about the fact that we as an organization use Uber as a tool. We also headquartered the city, which is Oakland, California, where they have planned to move. I've been open to the notion that they can transform themselves, yet their past and history and political nature of maneuvering is and was troubling. This article was also updated on the 28th, and it says that Black Girls Code, check this out. Y'all check this out. And this is powerful. Before I even mention that, you know, she just talked about how, you know, when I heard her today, Kimberly Bryant, the founder of Black Girls Code, she talked about how, you know, Uber's troubled them as far as what they represent, you know, what they're doing. And she felt like, you know, just giving money doesn't necessarily just show that you're trying to make a change. You have to make a change within the company themselves, you know, and that's what she really broke it down to. If you really want to, you know, amend some things that has been going on, you have to do it from the inside. And that's the reason why she said she turned it down. But check this out, which I thought was amazing, was that after they turned it down, a lady posted, and I can't think of the name of the lady who posted, but maybe this article might say it, but a lady said, hey, you know, Black Girls Code, they just turned down $125,000. You know, they just turned that down for moral principles. On principle, they turned it down because they were not going to be bought because somebody was throwing $125,000. Now, anybody, I'm sure, that's listening or that's, you know, that has an organization or anything like that can think of a lot of things that they can do with $125,000. So I know this decision may have not necessarily been easily done, but like she said, it was done in layers. So she really took the time to think about it. But what is amazing to me is from that lady saying, hey, I'm gonna help this group of women to make up for that $125,000 by putting my own $1,000 in it. And come on, y'all, let's pull our resources together and help. Let's get this $125,000 to this group who's fighting equality on both race and gender fronts. Let's help this group. And what was amazing was Black Girls Code ended up raising over $145,000 from a bunch of people in the tech community over a 24-hour span via PayPal. Via PayPal. Again, the Black Girls Code ended up raising $145,000. And that was powerful to me because it just goes to show you that community really has an impact, that we don't have to sell ourselves short, that by doing the right thing, using the right sources to get our platforms out there, anything can be done. And because of that ground roots effort, a grassroots effort was done to make up the over the $125,000. And today, Kimberly Bryan today said that now they're at $170,000. So it really just goes to show, if you do the right thing, do what you're supposed to do, do what is set on your heart, and not feel like you have to take everything that's out there just because it's in front of you. And they raised more money than what was going to be given. See such a large grant go to Girls Who Code, you know, and wow. So the place they're moving or moved to, they had done little in the community. She also adds that it seems a bit tone deaf to really address the change in how they are moving toward on both inclusion and equality. It appears to be more PR driven than actually focused on real change. So we turned it down. Wow. Again, wow. Because, you know, we do see these people in the media who do certain things for, you know, camera attention and publicity, photo ops, that sort of deal. And they recognize that it says a lot about yourself when you present one way, but your resume says something different. You know, and it also talks about that the other day, Uber announced that it was giving $1.2 million in grant money to Girls Who Code, a nonprofit organization focused on closing the gender gap in the tech by teaching girls how to code. But some people aren't happy with Uber's first grantee, saying that in light of everything that has happened around sexual harassment at the company, Uber should have invested in a woman in tech organization or an organization that support victims of sexual harassment. You know, it's what's also crazy too is they, just me thinking about it now, they were offering Black Girls Code $125,000. However, they presented $1.2 million in grant money to Girls Who Code. Wow. Now that's a big $125,000 to $1.2 million. It's a big difference if that's right, if this money that is reported to have been given $1.2 million is correct. And after Fowler's allegations surfaced, Uber conducted a workplace harassment investigation, released a diversity report, and said it would commit $3 million over the next 3 years to support organizations focused on diversity in tech. Fowler also, among some of the people speaking out against Uber's grant to Girls Who Code, saying that if Uber wants to improve its image, it should help the women Uber has hurt. Those points are all fair, though I mentioned, or though she mentioned in this article, that Uber's first investment, this is Uber's first investment, and there's still $1.5 million left to put in diversity in tech organizations. It's also worth noting that she said that she initially spoke with Uber. The company said that the investment to Girls Who Code would probably be the largest commitment to a single organization. And she said once she hears back from them, she will update us on that story. But I just thought that was powerful because a young Black woman, she didn't go with just what may have been best and just looking at them, not necessarily what may have been the best, but just looking at the money front of it and saying, hey, that's free money. We're going to get it. We'll take that. But she made a point and she made a stance to say, hey, before you just try to throw out money, you need to make some changes as well within your organization also. Wow. Could we honestly say, those of you who are listening right now, can you honestly say that you would have done the same thing? Would you have been willing to take a stand and be morally conscious about the decisions that you make and not look at the money aspect of things? Could you say that you would have done the same thing? And I just think that it speaks volumes. And make sure y'all check out Black Girls Code. You know, it's so important, you know, in this generation of technology and things like that, that we really inform young people so that they can make decisions on their own to see the things that they're interested in and the things that they also may be good at. So make sure y'all check out Black Girls Code. And, hey, we'll be right back.
Thank you. happiness. Noun, quality or state of feeling happy, having good fortune, contentment, pleasure, or joy.
Like that moment when as a child you were given your first toy. It's the experiences you have in life that show you it's the little things that matter.
Those small details that bring everything together. It's not about wealth, fashion, gourmet food, or which iPhone version is better.
Because no matter how many times you upgrade Siri, still won't have all the answers. It's about the relationships that you build that builds you a strong character in return.
Around the world, there's people with no money, no clothing, no food. Survival. Each day is what they push themselves through.
We have everything. They have little to almost nothing.
But on the scale of defining happiness, we're the ones with something left to learn.
That it's perspective. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times when one only remembers to turn on the light.
Happiness is the sun. It radiates rays of moments that light up the world.
Like that moment when you look at your best friend. Without saying one word, you both smile because it's as if the forces of telepathy have conjoined your thoughts into one.
That moment when your crush checks the yes, I do like you box on that secret, but not so secret, note you left.
Or when you come home and you smell that sweet aroma of freshly baked cookies coming from the kitchen and your mouth starts to water and your stomach gets all excited.
Or that moment when at the age of 4 your grandparents let you ride their back just so you could reach out and touch the sky.
Or that moment when your life flashes before your eyes, you blink and realize that you're still alive.
The warmth you feel when someone you love gives you a huge bear hug.
Or when you're laughing so hard you find yourself crying. But it's all good because your ab muscles got a good workout.
Happiness is eating a candy apple.
Taking a shower when there's still hot water left.
Standing at the edge of a cliff, arms raised to the sky, with adrenaline rushing through every vein of the body.
Happiness is a moment that brings about a smile.
The feeling that changes you for the better.
The reason why you changed in the first place.
Follow happiness wherever it may lead you.
Take all the moments and lessons that it gives.
It doesn't stop.
Not here.
Or there.
It keeps going.
Happiness is a journey and not a destination.
It's perspective.
Cool, so this poem is called Unfaithful. Back and he decided to play the red man at the traffic lights and wouldn't let her walk by. Was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you when he exchanged names, numbers, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Keek, and emails just in case the touchscreen on his BB didn't correlate the same details? Was he thinking about you when he called her that same day after you called him that same night? But he told you, nah, baby, it's too late for a phone call. I'll phone you tomorrow. Hung up on you. Put Jodeci on in the background before he called her phone in a voice 2 octaves lower than his original tone and asked her if he can come over. So I'm saying, so come on, come over, yeah? Was he thinking about you in small talk turned into what are you wearing talk? So why don't you come and see if you're a big man? Was he thinking about you when the thoughts of him having work early in the morning lurked his mind but didn't stop him from getting free night buses and a taxi to get to her house in South London when he lives at the end of the Northern Line? Was he thinking about you when she kissed him before hello grazed her lips? Or when she ripped off his belt? Or was he too preoccupied by the sensation that he felt? Tell me, was he thinking about you when she said, should we use a condom? Was he thinking about you when he thought that was a rhetorical question? And since he's using his head, it would prefer to feel before he learns his lesson. Tell me, was he thinking about you when he thought to play music because her son was sleeping in the other room? Or when he played a slow jam that just happened to be your favorite tune? Or when he smelled the same perfume on her that's always on you? Tell me, was he thinking about you when he kissed her? Huh? When he bit her bottom lip? When he grabbed the back of her neck? When he spread her thighs, staring into her eyes? When he felt the tip go inside and saw a Bible on the bedside before? It must be a coincidence, and she was coincidentally screaming God's name. Was he thinking about you when he came inside, or was he? Was he thinking about you when he kissed her forehead and said, baby, don't move, I want to sleep knowing that I'm inside you? Was he thinking about you then? Huh? Was he? Was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you? Thinking about you. Thank you.
And that's that piece right there by Lionheart. One word, Lionheart. And that piece is entitled Unfaithful. Oh, man, I hope y'all enjoyed that piece. And we're going to keep things going here on Mike Night. So we have our very own, the Serum of Truth, on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm definitely excited to share with them what's going on and things like that. So let them know what's going on this weekend.
Saturday, September 9th, we are having the Black Magic Soul Gala at the Gaston Museum of Art. That's 515 Broad Street. The time, doors open at 6 p.m. It lasts until 10. It's BYOB. There will be raffles and gifts as well as dinner theater. The Keeping the Dream Alive Awards. I'm talking about, we're going to turn up for that full amount of time. Tickets are $25. And you can hit me up on Facebook, Elizabeth Wincross or Shari Bostic, to get tickets. And we will be selling them at the door. We have a great show planned. It's for a, this is a benefit, excuse me. This is a benefit to help the continuing restoration efforts of the 6th Street Cemetery, which is an all-black cemetery that has just been left to disappear into nothing, nowhere. And these are regular people. These are socialites and doctors and barbers and, you know, business owners are buried there. And the city has just literally let it overgrow as if they wanted it to just disappear. And if we allow that for those that have gone on before us, what does that exactly, you know, leave for us? I don't want to be forgotten. I try my best to leave something here after I'm gone. And I'm sure that those people did too, because we have a full museum at the East Gaston Community Center that tells you all about it all year long. And that's what this event is for. Grace Heritage Community Development covers all of that restoring of the 8 acres of that cemetery here in Gaston. And we're just going to uplift the new and honor the old and have a good time. And we're going to continue to make magic around here this Saturday, September 9th.
I heard that. I heard that, man. That's awesome. And I'm excited to be there and be around so many people that are just, you know, just going to be honored and things like that. And I'm excited. Absolutely. About this being maybe an annual event. Is that something that you all are planning?
Absolutely. Technically, this is year 3 for the Soul Gala period. This is the first Black Magic Soul Gala. I think that we're going to end up keeping the theme because it fits better for what this cause is for. And the 2 prior years, you know, we were just getting it off the ground and we really didn't know how we wanted to do it. But now we have a clear picture of how we want to pursue things. further with the Soul Gala. So this is the first year for the Black Magic one. I'm very excited.
Cool deal. And just let them know one more time the information and how they can get tickets as well.
Absolutely. You can get tickets from me, Elizabeth Wincroft. I am on Facebook. You can hit me up on Messenger, or my number is 256-622-2224. When in doubt, press 2. You can also get tickets from Shari Bostic. She is also on Facebook. You can hit her up on Messenger or 256-441-2789. And, again, we're going to be selling tickets up until the last one is gone. We want a full packed house. Very seldom we get together and do things for ourselves. And this is that moment where you can support a community effort as well as individual efforts, because this is about the underdog. You know, it's always those curtains that's in the spotlight all the time, but what about the underdog that might have helped the top dog get there? You know, and this is the opportunity to give those people praise, because without, you know, multiple levels of different people in different fields, you know, things are not going to pop off for the top dog if the secretary ain't doing her job and, you know, the police officer's not doing his job. It's other people in play, and that is what this is about. We don't want to forget anyone, all the way down to the layman, regular Joe and Jane. So the Black Magic Soul Gala is where it's at. That's where everybody needs to be.
Awesome. We definitely appreciate you and Ms. Bostic's hard work to getting this going and continuing year after year to definitely bring light to what's going on and, you know, remember those before us and things like that.
Right, because without them, I mean, how could we make our magic? If somebody didn't come before us with that first business, that first barbershop, that first lawyer, I mean, how could we make moves now? How could we be having this conversation, LaQuentin, without, you know, such people as Floyd Donald, Time Dedication Nominee, you know, the teachers that have taught us and given us all this great talent and art that we have inside of us. You know, they deserve some praise, and everybody needs to know basically that we see you working. And it might not always seem like it, because, like I said, the top dog usually is the one that's getting the shouts and, you know, getting all the praise. But it's other people at play, and we just want everybody to know that we see them, and all work is not in vain.
Right.
And you're making magic, even if it's your little spark going off in the corner. We see that, and it takes all of that in order for us to explode into what we really need to be in the city of Gaston, as well as all over the world as a people. We've got to learn how to work together and support each other and, you know, try to hang in there when times get tough, because these are tough times. This is the time to say, hey, appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's that time. Appreciate you. It's the time.
Awesome. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about those that will be kind of highlighted as far as the performers and things like that, what they can look forward to?
Yes, absolutely. I have planned a great show for Dinner Theater. You're going to be able to eat good. And Daryl J. Live out of Birmingham by way of Atlanta is going to come and bust your gut with some laughs. We have an awesome headlining singer, Levi. King Levi will be coming from Anniston to bless us with his gift. And, of course, you know, we got the regular crew as the opening act, Miss Antoinette Warren, a young thing just blazing it, the newsbreaker. And she will be doing some poetic speaking. Loretta Jones will be giving us chills, as she always does every time she gets ready to sing any note. And Candy Brunson will be doing praise dance for us. She's going to be opening up for the headliners right before intermission. I think it's going to be a great crowd. Everybody's just excited. My little messenger been going off all day. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's not tomorrow, y'all, you know. But everybody gets so excited. Everybody gets so excited. And it's always great working with a good team. And, you know, it's always nice to introduce a few new. So it's going to be great. And we got Bubba Anthony Treadwell as the host. So, you know, we in for a good time.
Awesome. Well, definitely appreciate you coming through and shedding light on that. And are you going to make the mic nice?
I am not going to make the
mic
nice, unfortunately, because right now I'm in craft stage for this Saturday. You know, I wear many hats, so I have to try and pinch here and pinch there when I can.
Got you. Definitely. Well, hey, we definitely won't hold you, and we know that that you're getting ready for this weekend. And just thank you for all that you do for us. Definitely thank you so much, because this is something that you don't have to participate in, but you definitely choose to. And it definitely means a lot to, you know, like you said, just to be recognized, you know, sometimes. And I think it's definitely important that we recognize those who recognize others too. And, you know, it's just so selfless, you know, when it comes to things like this. And, you know, don't look to be recognized and things like that, but you definitely are very pivotal in what's going on here in Gadsden.
Well, thank you. I try my best. And congratulations to you on your nomination, and good luck to you for Saturday.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. It really meant a lot. It really does. And I'm glad that I'm going to be here to be able to be there and, you know, just participate in the festivities and be there for a great occasion and a great cause.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to say it on the air so you can hold me to it.
Cool.
I'm going to hold with you.
Got you.
I don't know, you know, whatever thing you come up with, but I am going to try this hosting thing.
Got you. Cool. Awesome, man. You don't know how long I've been waiting to hear you say that. So.
Right. I have visualized a lot of things about it. I think we might can do a little Q&A session, nothing but the truth.
Cool. Hey. I'm feeling it. I'm excited. Yes, I would definitely be with you. So yes, y'all heard that the Serum of Truth will be hosting with me really, really soon.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you so much. And that right there was the Serum of Truth coming through. Make sure y'all, if you can be there, make sure that you participate. Come out and be a part of the Black Soul Gala. And hey, even if you can't be there and you maybe want to purchase a ticket or two for someone for this cause, you can do that as well. And y'all heard it here first, man. The Serum of Truth will be hosting with me really, really soon. So stay tuned to that, man. You definitely don't want to miss that show as well. Very excited about that. But you don't want to miss this show too, because the Serum of Truth, she is not only a great, great spoken word artist, but she's a great, great writer, period, when it comes to not just spoken word, but when it comes to plays and things like that. She is awesome. And she's always doing stuff for the community and, you know, trying to, you know, get us out there and let people know that there's, you know, there's more to, you know, Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. And we don't take those people, those jewels for granted, but there's more to that as well. And she really does work hard, and really appreciate what she does. But I actually have a few pieces by the Serum of Truth that I'm going to play. So check out this piece. This, in her own way, this is how we'll get her to make the mic nice. But check out this piece by the Serum of Truth, and it's entitled My Testimony.
From the beginning, they told me that this was a gift. I believed in it all. I felt my words could lift. So I dug in it. Constantly writing and thinking that this was my destiny. To be at high school graduation and the commonness got the best of me. Enrolled in college on a full scholar. Some super money ideas grabbed me by the collar. I wasn't using the tool God gave me. I was stubborn. Did 2 years and went straight to work. Juggling 3 jobs, no kids, no man. Traveling the byways and highways. No telling where the road could end. I kept pushing till he chose to slow me down. Diagnosed with diabetes. A rare case too. You will no longer work, my dear. I told you I have a different plan for you. Once again, I ignored his plan for me, thinking that writing or speaking was a hobby. In the world I live in, you gotta have money, you see. I kept striving because that's what I knew. I didn't mean to misconstrue. I didn't know the length that God would go through for me to see. He laid me on my deathbed, and not just one time. Almost 10 years have gone by, and this disease is unique and hard to control. In the midst of it all, God secured my health and he restored my soul. It took a lot to hear the answer he had. I was procrastinating, but he never abandoned. You doubt yourself, you doubt me, he said. I was slow, but I'm no fool, so I cleared my head. My blessings were big and cut to my size. If you are still in doubt of him, let me give you another ride. I was out of school and work just at home sick. He gave me a constant monetary bliss. I was in need of a companion, I felt alone. God is real, have you met my husband Tyrone? Together we made a life, together we made a home. I was sick beyond comprehension and the doctor said your disease is bad and there is no way you'll ever have kids. Well, Tacori is alive and well, he likes Paw Patrol, Thomas, and that yellow dude named Sid. I was still motionless, I wasn't feeling completely fulfilled. God led my heart back to writing. Commencement. The dream is real. I write what I like and I have no doubt. I don't mind what the manipulators and haters are talking about. I have a calling and faith is all I need. If your life ain't what it needs to be, I suggest investing in mustard seeds. I write my own material and recite my own poetry at the drop of a dime. I'm writing 2 books at once, I feel that this is my time. My life is going to be a book, and to thank God and open mic night was all it took. I don't know how many blessings I can hold, but you bet your bottom dollar that I'm gonna hold them. I'm pumping out volumes and I'm not holding back. Thank God my life is finally on the right track. I'm claiming bookstores, tablets, fives, and pads. God said I could have it all and I want it for myself. Oprah, The View, Wendy, Late Night, here I come. I'm living proof. God has a plan for everyone.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Knight's Lyrical Forte. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Knight. You can catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, share a piece, or get in on the discussions at 646-668-8072. And hey, we'll see you on the radio.
So I was recently told that I was too creative. How'd they say it? That I wasn't Christ-centered enough. And the peeps we trying to reach wouldn't understand your speech. I told them it was cool. It's not an issue. I ain't so judgmental. Thanks for your advice. I'm just not afraid of heights. Like Christ wasn't afraid to mix spit with mud. As if he couldn't fix vision with one word, I'm sorry. I get my creativity from my Father. Have you ever been to the aquarium? Google the coral reef for Pete's sake. Thanks for your advice. I just lost my fear. Like, I'm not afraid of a blank canvas. I ain't afraid to beat a canvas. I've been marred in the potter's hands, and God don't use erasers. Off on purpose. But what keeps you up at night? Are you afraid of midterms or curfews or budget meetings or board of directors? Thanks for your advice. I just lost my fear of gravity. Since His Majesty came and grabbed me, I've often wondered, how loud does an alarm clock need to be to wake a dead man? Maybe you're right. I am too creative. See, I am afraid of being wrong. But if I am, tell me. I ain't afraid of correction. Humbly embrace lessons, just like you shouldn't be afraid of, I don't know, city permits. And submit to the process. Because there's not one city permit that can stop what Elohim permits. I'm so comfortable with sovereignty. I'm so done wasting words. And I'm so tired of lying to my father and the mirror. See, that's where I get my courage from, my spine. It ain't naturally stainless steel. But you can have freely what I've learned from failing miserably. And I guess the statement shook me, because honestly, I'm terrified. I'm terrified of wasting time. But you can bet your good graces, I ain't afraid of they faces. Hearts of men wax cold, out your mind sold. It's the guts to say no, then nosedive. Follow commandments that don't make sense. God says learn to walk worthy. And if you really understood the cross, you'd see that command was such a paradox. I think I understand now between heresies and Pharisees, between schemes to get rich and work to attain wealth. See, this is why I graciously smile, because truthfully, they scared. They scared like most of us are, that you about to waste another weekend. Spend a couple hundred bucks to do the same thing you've been doing. You scared like I am, that your ideas, your dreams, they ain't original. But you are just like your parents. You are okay with mediocre. Your grades, they mediocre. Your product, it's mediocre. And the best you've ever been and ever will be is so-so. Homie, this ain't a movie. You might go bankrupt and fail like the rest of us. You scared like I am. That I have grown irrelevant. Like, is this really happening? Am I still rapping? Still doing the same thing I was doing when I was 15. You scared. But you only give because it's a tax write-off. Or the Africa to prove you ain't racist. Hey, when's the last time you gave a gardener a cup of water? I don't even know our groundskeeper's name, and that bottle wears a name tag. You scared. At your chairs, boy, they way too comfortable. And the cost of one of these spotlights could have fed an entire country. I don't even bother you, do it. You scared. That you're born eagles walking among chickens. As if these agitated shoulder blades ain't never sprouted wings. I was recently told I was too creative. And that shook me to the core. Because I have no excuse for fear. I should be roller skating around Saturn. Looking down at satellites flying. And if you mustered up the bravery, you'd get this one day. See, I fooled you. This ain't a poem. This right here is a runway. Why you ain't flying? Why you ain't flying?
When the outcome is uncertain, you're going to have to be smart and order your steps. You're going to have to put in some real footwork to make a name for yourself. It's a trying process to boost to the next level, so be aware and keep an eye on your health. It's going to take everything you got to get to the next step. It can be whatever you want. Stardom, legacy, fame or wealth. If you want to rise to the top, you're going to have to press. If you don't believe, no one else will. Gonna have to display substance and depth. When there is no one else, have enough faith to promote yourself. Follow the plan, stick to your guns, let failure take a dramatic exit, stage left.
The dream starts with you. And if you don't do anything else, believe 100% in self.
And that right there was a similar truth with promote yourself. Man, I appreciate each and every one of you for coming through. Those who made the mic nice, those who made the mic nice by just listening in, I definitely appreciate it. And again, make sure you catch us every Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/mic nice. I always call in if you would like to listen on 646-668-8072, and we're normally streaming as well on Facebook and Periscope. And if you would like to come through and set up an interview, or if you would like to co-host here on Blog Talk Radio, Lyrical Forte hosted, Mike Nice hosted by Lyrical Forte, make sure that you send me an inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com. If you're a recorded artist and you would like your songs or poems to be played in rotation, make sure that you also send them to lyricalforte@live.com. And I want to leave y'all with this, as I always want to leave you with something that can not only help you for the rest of the day, but for the rest of the week. Morality is the judgment to distinguish right and wrong. Vision to see the truth. Courage to act upon it. Dedication to that which is good. Integrity to stand by the good at any price. Thank you, and we'll see you on the radio.